Flag Day. Flag Day. Dolo is Haitian, but he hasn't been really excited like I think he should be excited.
He says it's a lifestyle.
Nah, let me tell y'all something. You feel me? When you gotta represent every day.
Yeah, we go.
Not just one day.
It's a lifestyle.
You feel me?
But this is Flag Day, man. You don't have your flag on. I don't see blue on you. I don't see.
You can't wear it. Like, yeah, I can wear blue, but I can't wear red. You feel me? It's like missing pieces and stuff. You feel me?
At school.
Yeah, school is like we limited. We can't. It's like we can't do certain things.
But you see flags all over town, right, Tahir?
Yeah,
all over town. It's in the DNA, man.
Exactly.
Dolo says it's in the DNA.
Like Kendrick says, in the DNA.
That's it.
You know, we can't have Flag Day and not talk to a Haitian brother that's in the struggle every day,
mm-hmm.
fighting the fight, Tahir.
Yeah.
Whether it's in Miami, Florida, or in Haiti, raising money. He is the voice for the voiceless. And we would like to welcome to 98.5 The Wire, Mr. Theover Milford, to the show. How you doing today, good brother?
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
All right. I'm okay.
Good.
That's my pleasure to be with you today.
Good. What does Flag Day mean to you?
A lot. It means power. Recognition, unity, struggle, and unfortunately, we don't have yet economic freedom, but we are fighting very hard every day to bring that freedom, that economic freedom to our people in Haiti and elsewhere.
Wow, that's real.
Indeed.
It's a constant struggle, isn't it?
Definitely, but this is not something like, this is a purpose of many powers out there after, 1804, because we fought off against many empires to be free, and then that freedom came from, slaves. Slaves, fought off to get freedom. And then from that day till nowadays, we are fighting every single day to be somebody. But unfortunately, we have some, bad leadership going on.
Right.
And then that tends to be, a very long struggle, very long battle. But I'm telling you something, for sure. We are fighting on this generation right now to bring that economic freedom for Haiti, especially for the voiceless.
You started an organization whose mission is to save lives, to alleviate suffering, and to maintain human dignity. The program helps clients become part of a formal economic, creating jobs, wealth in remote areas where unemployment rates is really, really high. Tell Pine Hills Orlando about your organization.
First of all, we have two kind of organizations. We have one is, a family foundation, Foundation Theover Milford for Development, Inc., and we have the Voice of the Voiceless. The foundation is we are economic empowerment working on. We believe that since Haiti, modern, times, they use Haiti as, industry, poverty industry, to ask money, to raise money on our names, and then that money never reach the rich people, never reach the needy people in Haiti. And then they believe that the best way to serve Haiti, to help Haiti, is through charity, hands out. And then we believe after times that hands out don't work. And then we introduce a program like, teach people how to fish instead of giving them a fish daily.
That's right.
Micro loans, micro finance. And then you believe that this is the best way to alleviate poverty anywhere in the world. Because hands out, let's say that in U.S., how many times a day we open up our refrigerator to get something, to eat, to drink. When you give a poor people some food, some water, some oil to cook or whatever, this is nothing. This is like, you know, you bend it. We believe the best way to help people in Haiti is micro loans, micro finance, is economic development, to help them to have dignity, to help them, to fight poverty for real. And then this is the only way we can bring real education. This is the only way we can save the new generation.
Mm. Wow. Mr. Milford, there was an earthquake, a terrible earthquake that happened, I don't know, about five, six years ago, I think. Might have been longer than that. Devastating.
Seven now. Close to seven now.
Did a lot of money was pledged and a lot of money was donated. Did that money make it to Haiti?
No.
I would say, I call that, you know, capitalism's, you know, disaster program. How I could describe that? It's the same way, like I told you before, they use Haiti as an industry, you know, to get money for themselves and nothing for Haiti. That money was, I would say, mismanaged, wasted, and literally, you know, stolen.
Oh, wow.
From mostly foreign people.
Foreign people.
Yes, foreign people. And this is a shame. This is, I would say, an economic crime against Haiti.
Wow.
And then that money, we wish one day we could get some of it and most of it back to the Haitian people, because that money, most hardworking people over the world, especially in America, donated money to their brothers and sisters in Haiti, you know, during that hardship, during that bad time, during that, you know, struggle. And for some people, rich people, you know, corporate people, and then through, you know, the Clintons, Bush, Obama, and, mm-hmm. You know, many people got involved in that situation, because if you are not part of the solution, you are part of the problem, period. This is the way I believe, this is the way I think. Any, you know, I don't care the way people gonna see me, gonna, you know, analyze or criticize my comment, my opinion, my statement. Actually, this is a statement, and I stand by.
Mm. Wow. Wow. Well, on the phone line, Theova Milford, activist, voice for the voiceless. We heard Hillary Clinton name a lot during the last campaign season, that her organization, and I don't know the connection. I don't know if her organization had anything to do with fundraising for Haiti, or money that the Clinton Foundation is supposed to put to Haiti. Is there any facts in that?
Definitely. Let me tell you some. I don't have any you know, personal, you know, because since 2011, I had a hunger strike in North Miami in front of the city hall.
Mm.
You know, the money. Question about that money. I spent, nine days, you know, police told me that I cannot stay no longer there, and then they remove me, and I go home. And then since that time, you know, I'm fighting every day to ask questions, where is that money?
Mm.
Let me tell you something. How come you said that you are there in Haiti to help the poor, and then you have people, you pay them as a salary, $500,000 a year.
Wow.
Now, this is nonsense.
Yeah.
Nonsense. This is evil. Yeah. I don't care. Whoever did that, you are evil. You did that, you know, you are my enemy.
Mm.
Because I'm fighting for the benefit of my people. And then this is the God comments, you know, if your brothers and sisters are in danger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should help them. And I think any single people who have Haiti doing that hardship, but unfortunately, that money went to the wrong hands.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, go ahead, Tahir got
and
a question.
And then let me quote for you.
Yes.
Till today, people still living under the tents.
Mm.
And then Red Cross, where's $500 million for Haiti?
Right.
They only build up 6 tiny houses.
Oh my God!
So this is a crime, you know, against Haiti, and then this is part of the plot against Haiti since it's in the fall, because what we did as a slave to get our freedom through battles, we beat up the French army. That was the best of the best in the world at the time. We beat them up, and they're still mad. 2017, Haiti doesn't have a force army or army forces. Could you imagine that?
Right, right.
So, because through some bad leadership, we go to that, you know, I would say, you know, that cliff.
So I like to ask the question, is it safe to say that Haiti, as far as foreign, quote-unquote, help, Haiti and its revolutionaries, its liberation fighters, have you all cut that out now? You're not dealing with foreigners anymore? Like, I mean, I don't really know a situation where it did work. You know what I mean? So is that a wrap now? Now we're just dealing, you know, we're dealing with, you know, our resources, and we coming up slowly but surely.
Let me tell you something. Could you imagine that the youngest brother of Hillary Clinton get away with a sweetheart, you know, a contract in a mining, you know, pit in Haiti with the lowest royalties in the world, 2.5%. That means for every single $100 profit they make, they will give Haiti only $2.50.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine that?
Wow.
So can we stay that? Can I stay home eating with my family because I'm good at working, you know, and then forget about that and then let it go? No! This is our wealth. This is our natural resources.
Exactly. Wow.
And then right now, we could deal with foreign people. Yes, we could deal with respect, with dignity. Like many men, we'll talk.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We'll deal with negotiation. Don't try to get away, you know, to get my stuff, to get, you know, I don't have the right to get nothing. No, this is something, this is the way, you know, most white people think. As a black people, we cannot owe nothing. All the good stuff in the world, when you watch TV, most beautiful hotels, beautiful houses, beautiful cars, you see they put the picture of only white people. Only after the under Obama presidency, they tried to get some 2-3 blacks into some, you know, advertising.
Right.
And then this is the same politics of Christophe Columbus when he arrived in Haiti, mm-hmm, in 1942, and then killed almost 1 million Tainos after that he killed them all. And then he went to Africa to get Africans to be slaves in Haiti for more than 300 years to work for nothing day and night.
Right. Slaves.
That's the problem. And then one day we said enough is enough, and then we cut it off, and then we fought off against them, we kicked them, and then we get our freedom. And then this is today, 214 years, we're celebrating, you know, our flag day. And then now is the time to bring that economic freedom for Haitians to stay home, to study, open up businesses, creating jobs and wealth for the betterment of all.
Wow. Theova Melford's on the phone line. Question for you. Are there any countries that have had Haiti's back? They've been in your corner.
Let me tell you something. I do a lot of research on public finance, you know, good governance, you know, international relations. The only country from 1804 that helped Haiti, that will help, not give you the help on the table and then get the most under the table, is Venezuela with Hugo Chavez.
Mm-hmm.
That, Venezuela. You know, did Haiti a deal through the Piro Caribe program for 25 years with only 1%, you know, interest rate.
Mm. Wow.
And then for some reason, so many bad leadership, that money as well is wasted, mismanaged, and literally stolen. Actually, we owe Venezuela almost $3 billion. I don't know how we're going to pay that money. This is the question I'm asking right now. I don't have an answer yet for that.
Mm.
Only Venezuela. After Venezuela, we have Cuba or Fidel Castro. Taiwan. That's what I can say.
Mm. Wow. Wow. No.
And then, what I say, and I stand by that, I believe no country in the world could be developed through international aid. And I believe on the resolution of UN in 1960 talking about self-determination, this is the time now for most countries in the world to be raised and then to say enough is enough. Now this is our time to get our economic freedom through, you know, real economic development.
Wow. Wow. Theo Melford on the phone line. A couple more questions, if you don't mind. What are some of the top issues facing our brothers and sisters in Haiti?
Education, food and security, insecurity, you know, natural disaster, environmental, you know, problem, failure. Let me tell you something. I'm not, you know, glad to say that we have all the problems in Haiti right now. We have 52% of the population is young, and then you have the jobless rate is about 70%. When you have 12 million people, out of that 12 million people, we have only 225 jobs from private sector, public sector, and NGOs.
Mm.
This is bad. You can't do the math.
Right, right.
Nothing going on. And I could believe that Haiti, a country with 13 million people, the national annual budget is only 122 billion Haitian goods, which means U.S. money less than $3 billion. This is the budget of any farms in the U.S. big farm in the U.S. This is the budget for probably the football league of U.S.
Mm, yeah.
This is very bad.
Yeah.
And this is what we think. We think this is the time to, you know, use the people, to put them, to organize them, like structure, discipline, and result. To get that result, we need so you know, very bad.
Wow. Wow! Before we go, please share your website and how we can get involved with your organization.
FTMZHaiti.org. F as in Frank, T as in Tom. FTMZ, M as in Marlins. D as in David, Haiti.org. FTMZ, Haiti.org.
Wow. Dolo is a young Haitian brother here. He is an honor roll student at the local high school, Evans High School. He's in the studio. He's one of our co-hosts, part of our mentorship program. Is there a question you would like to ask?
Hey, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Is there a question you would like to ask, Mr. Melford?
All right, so we think like you were saying, there's a lot of things going on, it's barely jobs. What are some possible solutions that you think of that we can create, you know, and get in rotation?
The main solution should be first, you know, a revolution to get rid of that system. 213 years, nothing ever done in Haiti for the benefit of the people. This is the time to bring that real change. This is the time to bring the real people. Let me tell you something. If you have bad leadership, bad people stealing money, dealing, selling drugs, criminals, how could you expect that those people could bring the country to the right, lead the country to the right direction? We need more moral values, principles, people with pride, people who respect God, people who love people.
Wow.
And then after that, we could organize the country, organize the diaspora to invest money there. Because back then, the big power used immigration politics to destabilize, you know, small countries in order to get people to come over here and you want to work for cheap labor. After so many decades, now they get off, you know, the economic trouble. They don't need any more, you know, immigrants. So they say no more immigrants. Okay, by the way, they say no more immigrants. We don't have a problem with that. But the only thing we say, okay, this is now our time to organize ourselves with real structure, real, you know, youth politics, youth programs, economic programs, you know, environmental programs, agricultural programs, educational programs, everything for Haitians to be so happy to stay home, to open up businesses, creating jobs, and creating wealth for the betterment of every single Haitian. That's our goal right now.
I like that. Before we go, there's a cannon on the flag. What does that cannon mean to you?
What does it symbolize?
Power. Dignity. You know the meaning of flag? The meaning of flag, to be able to have a flag on your land, you need to fight for that. That's power. You see every 4th of July, the way Americans celebrate the flag day?
Right.
That's power. But what I would like to say to my Haitian brothers and sisters, do not only celebrate Flag Day only every year, or the 18th of May every year. You should celebrate that Flag Day every day by your action, by intervention, by your behavior towards your people.
That's right.
Even though you have people in Haiti, don't keep them like, you know, every month you send a little money to them, you know. Talk to them, go there, organize them, you know, do something, and it's okay. I don't have to, every month to send you some money. So I want you to create something for you to create 1-2 jobs.
That's what my mama do.
Don't act like that. You know, you want to be like somebody to call you daddy, mommy, nobody, you know, hands out every month, every 2 weeks or every 3 months. No. Teach that person, okay, I want to help you, but you need to create something. Almost that will cost. 200, 500. Because in my program, we start helping people with $100. $200, $20. And guess what? These people actually, when I'm talking to, I'm so proud, because I 100% believe that actually today they are able to put some happiness on the table for the kids, and they are able to send these kids to school because they are doing something.
Right.
This is my belief, and I'm ready to die for that.
That's real
I'm
tough.
Really, I'm ready to die for that. Actually, when I'm talking to you right now, I'm going in front of President Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago to advise him and urge him to extend the TPS for Haitians. because they are here, you know, legally for 7 years. How come now you could have cut Canada off and then send them to Haiti, deport them?
Wow. Wow. Thank you.
There is some love, in this, you know, today. Some love, some real love.
There you go. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us today on radio here at 98.5 The Wire. Mr. Theo Melford Dolo, you feel better?
Yeah. You know, I feel better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's about me to, you know, to thank you.
Well,
because you don't know me. I don't know you. You heard about me. You call me, you know, for that interview. That means you put some fuels in my engine.
Indeed.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Likewise.
Likewise. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
You.
And then from today, let's stay in touch.
Yes, sir. We got to.
And then my people, my Haitian people, American people, I'm proud of you. Because you love Haitian. Every time Haiti going through hardship, you showed up love. Not only talk, you showed up love with your money. Because that money is your blood. You work 7 days, sometimes 8 days a week. And you share some of Haiti. But unfortunately, every time you do that, that money went to the wrong hands. If you believe to my words, if you want to see what I'm talking about, go to my Facebook page, Theova Milford, to see, you know, what I've been doing. Go to my website, Theova, you know, FTNDHaiti.org. You will see what I'm talking about. How you could, you know, bring some smile to some faces in Haiti to real economic education, literacy, economic, you know, development.
And to be honest with you, Mr. Melford, that's why we reached out to you, because I did research a lot of people. And you are the one that kept coming to the top with integrity and really having love for the people. And that's why I reached out to you, because I felt like it was important for our Haitian people here to hear you and for everybody else to hear what you had to say. And we are going to keep in contact. We want to have that dialogue. And if you ever, I know you're down in the Miami area. And if you're ever in the Orlando area, you got a home up here. Please.
Oh, thank you. You touched my heart. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.